Let's talk a little Bruins, and to do that, we turn to our friend Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub, who joins us from the road this afternoon. Hello there, Ty.
Hey, what's going on, Rich? Yeah, sorry about this. I know it's a little bit different. A lot of running around pre-holidays, so I hope everything works out here. I hope it don't sound terrible.
No, I'm sure it'll be perfect. It adds a certain level of excitement to the conversation.
Yeah, it's a wild card, right? Why not?
The possibility that you could get pulled over at any time.
Well, I got the hands-free going, so I got that going for me.
All right.
So hopefully that doesn't happen.
You're a seasoned pro. I have no worries about it at all. Well, let's begin with last night. What a nice bounce-back victory for the Bruins last night, and those line changes that Jim Montgomery made seemed to pay off for them.
Yeah, I thought they were great. You know, that was a playoff-type game, watching that, covering that. It felt like it was really, this is what the kind of games you're going to have in April, May, and hopefully June for the Bruins, where it is, you know, it's tight checking, it's physical. It's going to require that extra level of sort of, changing what you do, added details. And I think that's those line changes, you know, part of it's necessity, right? You lose David Krejci, you have to make a line change. But to break up Coyle, Paul, and Frederick, which has been a fantastic line for you, to do that and then get great results from your new second line, you know, with Paul, Zacha, and DeBrusque, fantastic maneuvering. I really thought it made a big difference for them. And I think getting Zacha back at center, you know, learning that, hey, he can be a center for you for the future, I think that's another layer of that story that is intriguing as well.
Well, and in net last night, Ullmark continues to just stand on his head and be all world. A 16-1 and Ullmark so far. And as you pointed out in your piece at 98.5thesportshub.com, these are historic numbers that he's putting up.
Yeah, I was curious last night, you know, when's the last time a goaltender had 15 wins, a .940, and a sub-.180 goals against average this deep into his season? And I couldn't find anybody. 40 years I went back. I couldn't find anybody who, at the end of games on December 11th, had these kind of numbers. So there are goaltenders who have been as good. But in terms of having the numbers, the wins, you know, all of that into one, no one's done that. So Ullmark has just been fantastic. I thought he was especially dialed in last night. You know, there's that big save he makes on Ben Hutton coming out of the box there. You know, it's a partial break for Vegas. Ullmark makes the save, keeps it a one-goal lead for the Bruins. They get the goal, you know, a few moments later to make it 3-1. I mean, they get the go-ahead goal, you know, later. That's a big save in that moment, right? If they score there, now you're chasing the game. You're on the road. You know, it's tougher to win those kind of games. So I thought Ullmark was great, and he's been great all year. I mean, it's just, we're running out of things to say about this guy. He's just been fantastic.
It's been a difficult season for former Black Bear Jeremy Swayman. Would he be better served if they sent him down a little bit to maybe get his confidence back?
No, you know, it's interesting, right? Because Keith Kincaid, we all know, is a veteran backup. He had a great one-game outing up here in Boston. But I think that Swayman, you know, you want him to work through it. You want him to find his rhythm. And I think that's been the hardest part. You know, we've talked about before, it's hard to get him games right now because of the way Ullmark is playing. But I think you're going to have a point here in the season where you're going to need to ride Swayman. You're going to need to lean on him a bit. So, you know, I think you got to live with the highs and the lows. That's part of being a young goaltender in this league. You know, I think that there's more to be gained from him working through it right now at the NHL level than the minors. And I think especially with the scheduling aspect, you know, the minors, you play a lot of weekend 3-and-3s or back-to-back. So he wouldn't get as much ice time as we would necessarily think because the schedule is so spaced out. So, you know, I think you're going to get him a run here at some point. And this is where it comes back to the Bruins having such a great start, is that you can afford to give him some run here and see what he does with it. You know, you're not clinging to a playoff spot here. You could go basically 0-0-50, you know, from here on out and still have 100 points. So this is where their good start has really helped them out. So I think that you're going to find a spot here for Swayman to get some starts.
We're talking with Ty Anderson on Downtown. You wrote that the go-ahead goal by Jake DeBrusque last night might be your favorite of the season.
Oh, love this goal. Absolutely love this goal. You know, It really starts with Taylor Hall in neutral zone, winning a foot race in a 50-50 battle. He chips up to Zacha, you know, and Zacha has the patience, and the patience to find DeBrusk with that saucer pass. And then I love the shot from DeBrusk, too. I think that this was all three of those players really doing what they do well at the same exact moment for the Bruins. And I think that, you know, you look at Zacha, and my whole thing with him is I want him to shoot more. You know, I think that's a part of his game. He needs to unlock more. So I was sitting there screaming, shoot it, shoot it. And then he makes that beautiful pass, and I'm like, oh, I'm happy he didn't shoot it, man. You know, like, that was a great pass. So, you know, this is sort of everyone playing their strengths. DeBrusk, I thought especially that was a nice goal for him. You know, he's kind of been up and down a little bit here lately to find that level without Bergeron and Marchand as well. I think that was important, too. So to get that goal there, I loved the play from all three forwards in that line on that sequence.
Also, Connor Clifton, a force last night for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this was a tone-setting game, right? This was a chance at getting some payback for, you know, Vegas ending your streak on home ice. This was sort of, you know, a game that, like I said, required some more intensity, some more physicality. He led the way. Seven hits. Possession-wise, they dominated the puck with him on the ice. And that goes a long way, I think, for a guy like Connor Clifton because, you know, you look at this team, we know they're good. We know they're great, even. Are they going to make additions? And where do those additions, you know, come? You know, a lot of people say get another defenseman, even though they're high-impact defensemen. Well, Connor Clifton's giving you zero reason to pull him from this lineup. You know, you want to add defensemen, that's great. But Connor Clifton is basically saying, I'm not that guy. I'm staying in this lineup. So to have a night like that, that big hit he had on Mark Stone, too, I thought was really awesome because Mark Stone is a heart and soul kind of player for Vegas beyond being a captain. They kind of go as he goes. So to deliver a big hit on him, I thought was really an important moment for Connor Clifton.
Now, if these two teams end up meeting in the finals, I guess you gotta probably put your money on the road team, right?
It feels that way, right? I think that, you know, Vegas has been a really interesting story for me because they don't have Robin Lehner. You know, they played these two games against the Bruins without Jack Eichel and without Alex Petrangelo. Eichel will be back. Petrangelo is out indefinitely. He has a family matter he's dealing with right now. But I want to see these teams best on best. And I think that's something that you saw a little bit of in Boston. You saw, you know, they were going power on power. And I think that Bruce Cassidy's not afraid of doing that. And Jim Montgomery is not afraid of doing that. So I think it'd be a great series. I do have my questions about Vegas in the sense of can Logan Thompson push them all the way there? You know, he's a great story. Really worked his way from nothing to become an NHL goaltender. But can he bring you four rounds? You know, that's what I wonder about with Vegas. And with their cap situation, they don't really have the maneuvering to add another goalie if they really wanted to. So it'll be interesting to watch. But I am rooting for a Bruins Knight Stanley Cup final because I think the storylines and the play would just be fantastic.
It was great to see the reaction of the Garden fans to Bruce Cassidy last week.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was an emotional moment for Bruce. You know, he never wanted to leave, obviously. We all know that. I mean, he said it to us as, you know, again and again that he wanted to be a Bruin forever. And it was his favorite team growing up. You know, he still, you know, it was tough. He lived nearby in town. You know, his kids were in the school system. His kids were, you know, good athletes in the local, you know, youth sports scene. And you uproot that and you move to Vegas in about a week and a half time. I mean, it's tough. And, you know, I think that's when the emotions hit you, right? It's easy to say, well, I'm in Vegas now. But once you're back in the Garden, seeing the old friends, the familiar faces, and they hit you with that video tribute, you know, it's understandably emotional. But, you know, it's been wild how it's worked for everybody, right? Vegas looks good. The Bruins look good. And it's been great.
What do you think we'll see when the Islanders come to town tomorrow night?
Yeah, this should be a good one. Islanders have been surprisingly good. You know, getting rid of Barry Trotz and going to Lane Lambert as their coach. I was surprised by that personally. Ilya Sorokin has been ridiculous for them in goal, really the last two seasons. But he's really a Vezina quality goaltender up there with Ullmark. So I want to see Ullmark versus Sorokin. I think that's a good showdown. I hope we get that. We'll have to wait and see. But you know, a team that Matthew Barzal is always a story, right? You know, the could have been Bruin if they picked right in 2015. So that's something to watch. You know, I'm curious how John Gruden, the new Bruin assistant coach, is going to scheme it up because he knows that Islanders defense He was the defensive coach for the Islanders for the last, you know, 4 years before coming to Boston. So it should be a great game, but I really want to see that 1-2 in net. I want to see Sorokin and I want to see Elmark go head-to-head.
How was your birthday, Ty?
It was good. It was good. That's why I'm actually in the car right now. I'm actually going up to see my other side of my family today, and hopefully you get some cake and some pizza. You never know. So they didn't ask me, so we'll see, but it's good. You know, I'm 31 now, and it feels like it's flying by, but any day I can spend with friends and family is a great day, in my opinion. So, I'm 31. I still look like I'm 26, so I'll take that, you know, for the time being. And we'll see what happens from here. But birthdays are always weird, man, because I'm used to talking about other people.
Right.
When people talk about me, I'm very uncomfortable. It's just how it is.
Well, a happy belated birthday from us. I hope you do get the cake, the pizza, and all the good stuff tonight. And we'll check in with you again in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to talking again.
You got it, Ty. Ty Anderson, 98.5, the Sports Hub.